Like, take this out. So Ichtiv, he got embarrassed, because Husav rethought that Mishmaita Komale, he's telling him, like, throw out my learning, like, your learning is wrong. In other words, don't say it's no raya, there is a good raya. No, the he old famous no, is called mammon. Omalei said back to him, no, it's not what I meant to tell you. I didn't mean to tell you, throw out your learning. But rather, hochi come in, and this is what I meant to tell you, that Rabasi, the hutzel, koi kevosich. That Rabasi, the hutzel, he also holds like you. So the kids, the Gemara was, that's a suffix, is tevis and no, called mammon or not called mammon. So Gemara says, neima kitanoi. Let's say this child is a machlokes tanoim. If Toivus HaNor, regular Yisrael, that has his own truma, that he has to give it away to a kohen, is it considered like he owns it or not? Is it called his mammon or not? So let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. Why? We learned a case like this. Hagoy neiv tivloi shochaveroi. If Reuven goes down to Shimon's fields and steals Shimon's tevel, that means Shimon has an orchard and he just picked off a bushel full of apples, and he did not take off any truma samaisus yet. And now a ganav comes and steals away this whole bushel of apples. So now how much does the ganav have to pay back to Shimon? So Rebbe holds, Mishalom loy demei tibloy shachaveroi divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the ganav has to pay back the complete bushel of apples that he stole. If you stole 100 apples, you have to pay him back now 100 apples. Even though out of these 100 apples, really, all of it he's not going to be able to use, the Shimon, because he's going to have to take off Truma some ice rice. So let's say he has to take off 2-5 apples. So all you have to pay is just 95, not for 100. How come it says that the ganav has to pay back 400 apples? So of course we hold, Toivus HaNor is called mammon. Even those apples that he would have had to set aside for Truma, it's also called that he owns it. So if you stole it now, it's called you have to pay him back money for it. That's Rebbe Svaro. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, I mean, no. Eina mishale mele demei chulin sheboi. No, you only have to pay him back for 95 apples, even though you stole 100 apples from him. But since 5 apples, you wouldn't have been able to eat yourself anyway. You would have had to give it away for trumas and for mice rice. So those 5 apples, we say, the ganav does not have to pay you back. You see, it's a machloikas that the ganav have to pay back those few apples that he would have set aside for trumas and mice rice. So what's the machloikas telling you? So my love, isn't it? For all kemiflugida, this is what they're arguing in. Dema saba toivus hanor moment. Hatei Rebbe holds that toivus hanor, even if the Yisrael would have set aside the truma, he owns the truma. He gets benefits out of that truma. Somebody would pay him money to give it to his own private kohen. So therefore, it's considered like the Yisrael owns the truma. And therefore, if somebody steals it from you, he has to pay you back for it. Umasa batei Rebbe Yosi holds no. Toivus hanor ain't a moment. No. That the Yisrael, if he would have taken off Truma, so he doesn't own the Truma. True, he has a right to give it to any Kayin, but if somebody would steal it from him, it's not called you stole his money. Since he has to give it away anyway, it's not called you caused the Yisrael to have a loss. So, Khuri, you see some machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, if Toivus hanor is called Mammon or not called Mammon. Tomorrow says, Loi, maybe not like this. Loi, I'll tell you, the Kuliyama could be everybody holds, Toivus hanor ain't a Mammon. Could be everybody holds Toivus HaNor is not called mammon. This benefit that the Yisrael can get from his truma, it's not considered like he owns the truma itself. If so, why does Rebbe say here that the ganav has to pay back for all the bushel about all the 100 apples? Again, we're talking about here right now this truma or this tevel that somebody stole from you was not your own bushel of apples that grew out of your orchard. But again, this was a bushel of apples that you yashin from your father-in-law, the Kayin. So now it's like this. The machlekes is now that your father-in-law, he himself did not take off the truma. He himself just left over this tevel. And you yashin this tevel. The question is, do we consider as if the father-in-law already took off Truma? If we look as if Matana Shaloi Hurmu, that wasn't taken off yet, Kimi Shahurma Damian, as if it was really taken off already, so if we consider as if it was taken off already, then the Kayin like separated the Truma, and the Truma belongs to him. So it's his own private Truma. So now when the daughter yashins it, and the husband takes it over, it's his own private money. So therefore, if somebody steals it from him, of course the ganav has to pay him back completely. Umasa, but the other one says no. Lav kemishur madamya. No, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds no, that the tevil that your father-in-law had was only tevil. He did not take off truma yet. So therefore, when you yashin it, you yashin tevil. And you have to take off truma. And when you take off truma, it's regular truma that you have to give away to a kohen. Therefore, tevis no, we hold is lav mamin. That's why he does not have to pay you back. All right, turn over. So again, in other words, we're saying everybody holds toivus and noise, lav mamin. If it's your own truma that you have to take off and give to a kohen, it's not called your money. If a ganav steals, it doesn't have to pay you back. Here we're talking about that you yashin this tevel off your father-in-law. But the question was, the father-in-law himself did not take off the truma yet. So if we consider as if the truma was taken off, then the father-in-law owns that truma, he's a kohen, he was able to keep it. Therefore, when you yashin it right now, you also have a right to keep this, your money. But if you hold no, the tevel so far, the truma was not taken off. We don't see as if the truma is there yet. So therefore, what you yashin from your father-in-law was pure tevel. If it's pure tevel, when you get it, you have to take off truma. And you have a mitzvah now to give it away to a regular kohen. So therefore, if the gana steals it now, he doesn't have to pay it back for the truma. That's the machlokes. But everybody could hold, tevel sanoa is lav a moment. We boy yisem, another teretz can be like this. We boy yisem, I'll tell you, the kulu yam everybody holds, kemi shurum adamu. No, everybody holds, matonah shloi hurmu, but since the kohen was going to take off truma, it's considered like he ready to take off truma. And really, the toivus no ain't a mammon. And toivus no is not called mammon. So hurum, it's not called mammon over here, so what's the machlokes then? Vochatay is a new case altogether. We're not talking about now where you yashin this truma from your father-in-law. It's a regular case that Yisrael has his own private orchard, and he has this bushel of apples that he just took off his field, and it's tevel. And we're going, everybody holds, tevel sanor is lav mamin. So therefore, if it's not mamin, so then what's the svar? What does Rebbe say? He has to, ganav has to pay back for the complete bushel of apples. The chur of the apples that you would have taken off with truma is not yours. So he shouldn't have to pay you back for that. Why does Rebbe say you have to pay back for the old bushel of apples? Tumor says, the machlokes is in Shmuel's halacha. Vocha b'di Shmuel kemiflugi. To Yomah Shmuel, Shmuel says that midiraisa chito achas perteres sasakri. He says, how much truma do you have to take off midiraisa to take off the tevil? He held midiraisa, any little bit that you take off, patis takes off, he takes away the yisa tevil. Even one kernel of wheat. If you have a whole bushels full of wheat, if you take off just one kernel of wheat for truma, that patas and all the rest of it you could eat. So if you hold like Shmuel, when the ganav steals from you this whole bushel of wheat, he mamish stole from you a complete bushel. Ah, you have to take off truma, but how much do you have to take off? Just one little kernel, that's not worth a penny. So therefore, all of it, like you stole from me, because I could have had use from everything. Even if I would have given more truma, but I don't have to. If I want to, I can only give just one kernel for truma. So it comes out all the rest of it you stole from me. That's why you have to pay me back everything. So the mar isle de Shmuel, Rebbe holds like Shmuel. That's why the ganav has to pay him back completely. Omar lesle de Shmuel, but the other man, the Rabbi Yosef, does not hold like Shmuel. He holds no. When you have to take off truma, you have to take off 1/50. So therefore, the money you take off for truma is talk about the money you would have taken off for truma. For that, you don't have to pay him. Another teretz says, I'll tell you, the kuli yalma lestel the Shmuel. Could we know? Everybody does not hold like Shmuel. That avada, when you take off truma, you have to take off an amount, 1/50. So then the question is, so why does Rebbe say if the ganav stole the big bushel that he has to pay back the complete bushel? I chveis five of them, you would have taken off a truma semaisris. So why do you have to pay back those five? Fiocha, I know time of the Rebbe. You know, Rebbe says the ganav has to pay back completely. I'll tell you, the kansur rabban and the ganav. It's only kenas mid rabbanon. But really, mid yiraisa, you don't have to pay back for the truma. Like toivus hano is not called mammon. You do not steal that from the yoni. He doesn't have use from it. But what does Rebbe say? The ganav has to pay back everything he stole. It's kenas mid rabbanon. Since the ganav did something not right, he stole. The rabbanon made a kenas upon you. You stole the bushel of apples. You have to pay back a complete bushel of apples. The boy yisem, another teretz is like this. The kula yalma is lo de Shmuel. Everybody holds like Shmuel. That what that you could pater a kri with one chita.
So really, you should not have to garnish. The garnish should have to pay back then. If you owe like Shmuel, that if a guy stole a whole bushel of wheat from you, so really he was mafsid you, because all you have to take off a truma was just one little kernel of wheat. So all the rest of it that would have been yours. So the kashrus, why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say the ganav does not have to pay back for all the truma he would take off? For hoche hanu time with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, in order to be able to swear is the kansur rabbonim lebalabayis. So Rabbanim here made a knas to the balabos. The loyiboyulu lei lishuyu yelativlei. He should have not left over his tevel. That's an avera like. What happened here? You took off a barrel of apples, you picked them off. Now really what you should have done is right away you should have taken off your trumas and maisus. Since you just left the barrel alone without taking off trumas and maisus, and now a ganav stole it, so therefore it's a knas to Rabbanim, you're going to lose out for that. So therefore if you would have taken off the trumas and maisus, even though we hold like Shmuel, that you could take off just one kernel, but most people don't do that way. Most people, when they go to take off truma, they take off 1/50. So therefore, we look as if you were going to take off 1/50, and we make a kenas that 1/50 you will not get back. So we continue that the ganav does not have to pay you back. That's what Yosef viewed this far. But I call upon him, according to everybody, so far the Gemara here is coming out, that we hold Toivis Hano is Loishmei Momen, it's not called Momen. Now the Gemara is, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, says, HaMekadish B'Trumois, over Maestrois, over Matonis. If a Yisrael is Mekadish his wife, one of these three things, or else B'Mechatis, that's the water that he schlepped to Mekadish the Paradumu with, whether the ashes, Ubiye for poor, or else the ashes alone, Hareiz the Mekadishis, you can marry your wife with these things. The Alpha P Yisrael, even though he's a Yisrael, still if he gives it to his wife, he can be Mekadishis. So you see, if you give your wife Eifa Poro or Mechatis, you like, you're allowed to receive money, it's worth the money, you can marry your wife with it. Or Rimino, I have a question on this. I'll show you a proof that it's not worth the money. It's like Osabano, you can't have enjoyment from it. We learn like this. Hanoit el schar lodin, if a judge, a dayan, takes money for his psak, dina vetelem, the psak that he said is bottle. A judge, a dayan, is not allowed to take money. I, today, din terrors are worth $1,000 to take money. Today, the pshat heter is called a pshara. Today, it's not called a din terror anymore. They're not really giving you a din. They're giving a pshara today. Pshara means that they're what they call pshara. They're both giving in. They're making a compromise. They're making. So a compromise is not called real din. That's why they're allowed to take money for it. Saitam. Lohoyid is edus. Take money to say the edus. Edus simpatelo, the edus is bought. That's not called edus. Edus has to be without money. Lahazois, if you take money that you want to sprinkle the make. If you take money to sprinkle the mechatis lahazal, if you take money to sprinkle, or else lekadesh meima, if you want to take money to go be mekadesh to pour the afer into the water, meimara, we say lahazal lekadesh meima v'yeh meimara, that we consider the water is like regular meimara. If it's no good water, it's no good. It's not kosher for paraduma. The afer v'eferoi ofer makla, and the ashes like just regular ashes. Because if you take money for it, it's no good. Says so. How could the Mishnah say you can mekadesh your wife with it? Here it says it's no good. So my answer is Amar Abaye. Abaye said, I'll tell you like Kasha. There's no steer here. It depends for what money you're taking. Kan bischar havo umili. If you're taking the reward, the money for the work that you did, that you had to go and schlep the water, bring the water and fill up the water, that you're allowed to take a reward for. So for that reward, if you say instead of me taking, I want to marry my wife with it, that's okay. Kan v'schar hazor v'kiddush, for the actual payment you want to take for doing the actual hazor, sprinkling the mechatis, that you're not allowed to. That's awesome. Like Rashi says, v'schar habor means ho'efo mimokim lamokim. You want to carry the ashes from one place to another place. V'schar milu amayim. Or you want to get reward, pay for schlepping the water. The mils of the tirchi. That's a big tirchi. It's a bother to do it. V'rachmona le'ramyule. The Torah didn't say you have to do it. Therefore, you're allowed to take money for it. Umekadeshes, you can marry your wife with that. Umastis in the Becharis, Beschar Azor v'Kiddush. That's what the Mishnah Becharis says. You can't take the reward. That's talking about you want to take pay for just sprinkling the water. The Lekha Tircha is no Tircha. Beschar Limud Mitzvah, it's only the Schar for learning mitzvahs. The Yatarim, the Torah says, Reil Limanati Yeskin, the Shatibani, Mani, Bechinim Avatza Bechinim. Has to be for free. So therefore, and now I'll take money for the actual mitzvah itself. And the Mishnah says, they can only have a proof for this. Tiktoni will learn tocha b'meichatis u'v'yefa paro.
Ukatoni Yosum La Havis La Kadesh Ramina. Here in our Mishnah says Bimei Chatas V'Yefa Poro. So it doesn't mean the actual mitzvah, it means the schlepping of it. Hosn Katoni La Havis La Kadesh. Lazmin, you want to take reward for the actual mitzvah itself of Lahaza sprinkling the water, of the Mikadesh the water, there we say then the whole thing becomes bottled. For that you can't take reward, that you can't take money. But to take money for the schlepping, for the tircha, the bother of it, that's okay. Yadun Alechu Ish Mikadesh. Alright, we'll stop here. Lishi, Daf Nun Chesam Abeis. The Mishnah says, Ho'ayme lechaveroi, say Vikadesh le'isha plenis. If somebody tells his friend, go and marry for me this lady, she should be my wife. So Reuven tells Shimon, go be mekadesh this lady for me. For hola, so Shimon, the shliach, goes, v'kitchali atzmoi, and instead he marries her for himself. So the lochr is mekadeshes. What the shliach does is done, that she's married to the second one, mekadeshes l'sheni, to the second one. V'chein, the same way, he'o'imel isha, somebody goes over to a lady and says to her, I want to be married to you, but the Kedushin should first take place after 30 days. Then a second man comes over to her and makes the Kedushin right now, that she be chal right now, before the end of the 30 days. So the locher is again, she's married to the second one, because the second one married her first. And so therefore, Bas Yisrael Lekayim, let's say the lady was a Bas Yisrael, but the second one is a Kayin. Teyocha b'truma, she's Lari Truma. What about Ne'achsha v'liyacha shloishim yoyim? Let's say the first man goes over to her and tells her, listen, here's money for Kedushin, but I want it to be Chal Me'achsha from now, first after 30 days. That's what he says. Me'achsha v'liyacha shloishim yoyim. So after 30 days, then it's first Chal from before. Now, ubo acha v'kitcha b'teich shloshim yoyim. A second person comes over to her and marries her now within these 30 days and says straight, I want to marry you right now. So the locher is mekudeshes v'yena mekudeshes. She is married and she's not married. In other words, it's a suffix, it's a doubt, which kedushin is really chal. Therefore, in both cases, we have to go to chumra to say, Bas Yisrael lekayin, or Bas Kayin leYisrael leTeicha b'truma. Both cases, we have to go to Churma to say she cannot eat truma, because we have a suffix if the kedushin is chal, which kedushin is chal or not. And the Gemara will explain exactly what the suffix is. Like if we say it's me'achshav, the first one's kedushin is chal from before, so then the first one is first. But if we say it's only really la'ach alamid yoyin, then the second one came before the end of the 30 days, and the second one is chal. So it's a suffix we'll see in the Gemara, therefore she's mekadeshes v'ena mekadeshes. Now the Gemara says, it says, Oymel echaveroi tsei v'kadesh. Our Mishnah says the first case, you told your friend, go and marry me, this lady for me for a wife, and the shliach went and married her for himself. So the shliach is mekadeshes. So the Gemara says, we learned, Ma'ashosa also, true, what he did, Elishinoag boy minig ramois, but he did something not nice, it's ramois, it's trickery, what the shliach did. That was the shliach was supposed to marry her for the mishaleach, and instead he married her for himself. That's ramois, it's not nice to do. For the Gemara, but Tana didan, like our Tana, holach nami diktoni, what does our Mishnah mean when it says, Hoyim lechaber tzedekas isha plonis, it says, v'holach v'kitcha, it just says, lashon v'holach he went. So Gemara says, holach b'ramois, it also means that the shliach is doing something wrong here. He's doing some trickery, he's going b'ramois. Now the Gemara says, Maishnach adutoni yoyim lechaberoi. How come here now Mishnah does not say the word shliach? It just says you went and told your friend to marry a wife for you, even though really he's a shliach.